grass, ganja, joint, doobie, doo, chronic, ace, lobo, loco, loveboat, bud, buddha, blunt, pot, pat, pin, chiba, chiba, 420, and hashish, or hash for short. It's all marijuana.
This is Marijuana Media.
Come in.
Brought to you by The Hemp Store at 253 K Road or shop online at hempstore.co.nz.
Do it, man.
Chris Valley of The Hemp Store.
Good afternoon. Hello.
Hello. Now, you've sent us about 9 articles.
You better hurry up.
You better bloody hurry up,
man. I hope you're doing your homework and keeping up.
You mean in the last 5 minutes that you sent us the articles?
Yeah.
That's a no, big
well,
daddy.
Hey. you can keep up during the week, of course, following normal Facebook page or Twitter feed. And we have all our regular updates going out pretty much on a daily basis.
Okay.
But, of course, I do like to collect them all for you guys, just to prepare for the show.
I'm perusing. I'm ready to click. You just, which direction do you want to go?
Right, I think we've got to start because it's been a trend with marijuana reform place of the week. I think we need a better title for that and maybe a little jingle. I'll put you guys to work on that. But place of the week, because of course we've had New York, we've had New Mexico, there's been Norway, there's been all sorts of places in the last few weeks. This week it's been Virginia. This is the first southern state in America to legalize cannabis. So that's pretty cool. It's the first to, you know, to get into the South. And it's going to allow, let me see, so 4 plants at home, you grow your own, and out in public you can possess up to an ounce, and they're going to have legal sales starting in, 1st of January 2024, so they've got a couple, 2.5 years or whatever to get prepared for that, and then they're going to have actual, you know, regulated retail sales, the one, they're very similar to what we just missed out on by, you know, 1% of the vote. Virginia has gone and done it, and they didn't do a referendum.
I'm noticing a trend here in all these places. They haven't done a referendum at all.
It's almost
like the government is just governing.
They see it's what the people want, and if they go against the will of the people, I think they're going to be voted out, and you know, that's what's happened over the last sort of 20 years in America. And
are you sort of hinting at the next
New Zealand
election?
Yes, very much so. Okay. Very much.
Now, Chris Fowley, Andrew Little is just saying any drug law reform in New Zealand is only going to happen if we have another referendum.
Which is a shocker. I kind of wonder whether he's making things up in response to the latest journalist who you know, asked him a question or something, because that seems a bit like making up policy as you go along. But it's a bit of background. What that's in response to is the week began with this big coalition of groups, about 25 groups, including the Medical Association, who, remember, of course, took quite a leading role in opposing cannabis law reform during the referendum. And then it turned out they hadn't consulted their members. A bunch of members quit. And it was very controversial at the time, but all that came out too late, but it could well have had an influence on the referendum. Now they're backing law reform, and so this open letter from all these organizations, very mainstream, as I say, like the Medical Association, the Mental Health Foundation, groups like that, calling for the complete repeal and replacement of the Misuse of Drugs Act. I mean, you know, in a way that actually goes further than, you know, in many ways goes further than what the referendum, you know, would have done. It's a little bit vague on what they might want to replace it with, but I think they were erring towards the Portugal model, is what I saw in a few interviews and media coverage, where certainly consumers and users aren't being arrested and harassed, but those that are, you know, after a few interactions with the police, they might be referred to some sort of treatment assessment or something. It's a little bit coercive for my taste.
The way
they do it in Portugal, you literally appear before an inquisition in Portugal, the dissuasion commission, and they're going to dissuade you from using any drugs. And it's interesting. It's quite moderate, and you know, in terms of it, it's not having legal sales or anything like the referendum was about. It's a very, very moderate kind of letter. But Andrew Little immediately, it seems, without even really considering it. And the same day, actually, in the morning, Jacinda Ardern was, you know, reaching out. I think it was on News Hub, reaching out for a bit of cross-party consensus, reaching out to the National Party. And then really before that discussion's even being had, Andrew Little is saying he interprets the referendum as
we're not quite ready for this level of liberalisation just yet. Little
You're
said.
Not ready for it.
Doesn't
not
mean New Zealand won't be ready in the near future, but would benefit from more public debate and scrutiny, which is just bizarre. Like, how is it that people need to be ready? Like, that doesn't make no sense to me at all. What the fuck are people being greedy?
I can kind of see where he's coming from. If he's just observing what the referendum, you know, said, but if every single
law that we had was decided by the public. There's heaps of people that aren't greedy for all sorts of stuff. Doesn't mean it's wrong or right. Like, what if you being greedy doesn't mean crap?
Yeah, I agree. And it's the role of government to take leadership on these issues. And if people aren't ready to explain it and to lead them along, especially if it's the right thing to do.
That's
which,
exactly
you know,
point.
Governments are prepared to show leadership on all sorts of other things that they believe in. Mm. But it did seem a bit weird that they're ready in Virginia, and he's saying we're not ready for it here, but yet that was so close.
How do they know they're ready in Virginia, though? Oh, my God, it's going to go crazy.
But
they didn't know.
To say we're not ready when it was like 49-51, and a whole bunch of the NOPAs actually would have supported Decrim, to then turn around and say no, we're not ready. I think that's a bit disingenuous, and I think there's a lot of things that could be done, and the fact that they did pill testing, which is a very worthwhile thing. And by the way, we had that at the hemp store last weekend.
Everybody was ready for that, though. So.
Well, exactly. So should provide some leadership there, and they were willing to do that fairly quickly. So,
I'm not ready to drive 100 kilometres per hour, actually. I'm still going to do it at 150, if you don't mind.
Chris, can I harking back to this weekend, which has just been, you had some pill testing going on at the hemp store. How did that go?
Well, it was good. I mean, we're out of the kind of festival season, and it was a bit of a rainy weekend, but in a way, that's part of the importance of doing it at places like the hemp store, of getting away, or not away, but doing it in addition or outside of just the festival circuit, that not everyone goes to festivals. And, of course, the festival scene, as has been noted by more than one person, it can be fairly middle class and a bit homogenous, and it's really important to do a bit of outreach and get out to people, to other places where people are going to be. And certainly K Road is a perfect place for that, where you're going to get a broad cross-section of the community and people who can't necessarily or don't necessarily go to festivals, but they're still in that kind of space where they might want to have things tested. And so I thought it was very good. It's really good that, you know, we like supporting that kind of thing, and it was really good. And I really thank Know Your Stuff for coming here and running that.
What were some of the results? Was there a general
privacy, that's between each person.
Though, we can talk about, surely.
Well, I don't know, because for privacy, that's just what each person's result is. So, I'm not privy to that. But I believe that Know Your Stuff they do publish statistics, but in a way that doesn't, you know, identify individuals and things.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, back to cannabis, Chris. What's next in the run of articles you'd like to chat about?
Well, I was just about to say that, you know, where we're kind of aligning ourselves if we don't change the law is Dubai, which this guy from America, a tourist guy, retired game designer, in fact, and he was using some cannabis legally in Texas, and, you know, they're saying, what, you can use cannabis legally in Texas? But Las Vegas, sorry, I'm totally wrong, Las Vegas.
Yep.
And it's legal there. And he's using it there, and he's going through Dubai, and he gets sick with some pancreatitis, and in hospital, they test his urine, and they throw him in a flea-ridden cell for the last few weeks. And despite... I got to correct myself again. It was Nevada, so not even Las Vegas. It's in Las Vegas. Las Vegas is Nevada.
US
there
man
we go.
Who
We're
has
correct.
Legally enjoyed
We're
some
correct.
Cannabis in his home
the point
of
being,
Las
it was
Vegas.
Legal. Yep. Yeah, he's enjoying it where it's legal, and he's not got any on him or anything, but they've found some in his urine and thrown him in the jail cell, which is just incredible. So that's the kind of country that we're aligning ourselves with if we keep cannabis illegal. And I know that might not be quite to the same extreme, but, you know, philosophically and ideologically, that's prohibition right there. And it's certainly not the direction that most of the rest of the world is going in, as we talk about every week.
Yes.
Is that a TV?
Oh, there's my multimedia show. No, I don't know what that was. Something auto-played on your computer there?
Yeah, it was definitely us.
Live radio, people. What else is coming up? J-Day, of course. That was the other thing to talk about. And, you know, when we've got what's going on all around the world, and then we've got, you know, this very sensible letter, open letter and proposal, very moderate, saying, hey, shouldn't we be looking at the Misuse of Drugs Act again? Like what the Law Commission said way back when under a national government, like what everyone said they were going to do before, well, Labor said they were going to do before they became the government. They said they were going to repeal and replace the Misuse of Drugs Act. The mental health inquiry that reported last year said the same thing, and then it's being shot down. So it's really important, you know, that we keep up this pressure and go to things like J-Day and show your support, you know, really show physically this is, you know, that we want change to happen. We're not just going to stop and put up with it and accept it, but we actually got to keep going. And when we look at other social kind of issues in New Zealand and around the world, if they lost the first round, you know, they didn't stop, they keep going, you know. It's the right thing to do. You just got to keep going until we make it happen.
So, until everyone's ready, yeah. I guess, kind of thing.
Well, until the small little group of people in the cabinet, right? We're talking 20 people.
Until they're ready. You know, until they're ready.
Yeah, until they're ready. Everyone else is.
Yeah.
Man. All right, so J-Day, yes, that's May the 1st. It's not too far away. So, you know, Saturday, May the 1st, we're in Albert Park here in Auckland, and there's a few other places around the country, Christchurch, Wellington, Dunedin, Hastings. I think Tauranga might be happening as well. So, you know, if people want to get involved, come and see me down at the hemp store or send me an email through normal and, you know, hit us up on Facebook. But otherwise, you know, come along to J-Day. There's like a good kind of lots of entertainment, a bit of a market kind of vibe, and stalls and information, and you know, lots of good food, and meet like-minded people. And as I say, show your support, show that you're not going to put up with things just the same, you know, with more of the same, but that we actually want change.
Hmm.
Nice. Well,
I agree.
There you go. I've figured myself out. I'm exhausted.
Okay, mate, we'll leave you to your bath, and we will catch you next week.
Right on. I'll see you in person next week.
See ya.
Or on the radio. Radio.
See ya.
Do it, man.
That was Marijuana Media.
Thanks to the Hemp Store. Visit them at 253 K Road or shop online at hempstore.co.nz. I'm in love with Mary.